Okay, we have to admit it. There are some things that computers do better than humans. But essay grading? Molly Bloom of member station WKSU reports on a push to use computer programs to teach students how to write.
Imagine a school where every child gets instant personalized writing help for a fraction of the cost of hiring a human teacher. Computer essay graders are on the rise in Ohio and other states. Advocates say they save money and grade better than some humans. Sure, computers may be cheaper and more efficient, but better graders? Les Perlman doesn't think so. He directs the writing program at MIT. Perlman recently tried out a computer essay grading program made by education giant ETS.
Of the 12 errors noted in one essay, 11 were incorrect. There were a few places where I intentionally put in some comma errors, and it didn't notice them. In other words, it doesn't work very well.
Perlman says any student who can read can be taught to score very high on a machine-graded test. Why? Because software developers build the computer programs by feeding in thousands of student essays that have already been graded by humans. The programs discern which elements of essays human graders seem to like, then look for the same things. So if human graders give essays with complex sentences high marks, the programs will tend to do so too. If human graders reward big words, the programs then will manifest a tantamount predilection for meretricious vocabulary. Perlman and other critics say that makes the computer systems too easy to game. Of course, if you know the elements of an A essay and are able to combine them, you're probably already a pretty good writer. But computers have their limits. Mark Shermis heads up the University of Akron's College of Education. Earlier this year, he co-authored a study of 9 different essay grading computer programs. Shermis says that on shorter writing assignments, the computer programs matched grades from real-life humans up to 85% of the time. But on longer, more complicated responses, the technology didn't do quite as well.
It will not identify the next great American novelist. But if what you're trying to do is communicate thoughts and ideas in a very straightforward manner, then the technology is actually a wonderful tool.
Not always. Let's take the Gettysburg Address. While Shermis ran it through an earlier computer grading program, one usually used to evaluate the writing abilities of college freshmen, sad to say, Abe did not ace that test.
On a scale of 1 to 6, one of the greatest presidents in the United States was only getting 2s and 3s, and we were actually very shocked.
A history professor told Shermis not to worry. The speech is really more famous for its circumstances than for the words themselves. The promise of scoring thousands of student essays in a second or two without hiring human graders has caught the attention of school officials trying to cut expenses. Jeff Pence is already sold on the idea. Pence teaches writing to 7th graders in a Georgia middle school. With computer graders, the students get feedback on every draft instantly. Pence says there's no way he and his red pen could do that. And quicker responses lead to more writing. And with that, Pence says,
the quantity drives the quality up. It's kind of the old bicycle thing. The best way to learn how to ride a bicycle is to ride a bicycle. And the best way to get better at writing is to write and receive consistent, timely feedback.
Pence says it would be great to have a couple dozen real live human teachers reading every student draft. It would also be nice if his district found the money to hire those extra teachers. Until then, he'll keep his computers.
For NPR News, I'm Molly Bloom.
That story comes from State Impact, a collaboration between NPR and member stations examining the effects of state policy on lives and communities. And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.